stuff.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Another week of Autastic, the Comedian's Guide to Autism.
Yahoo!
As always, I am one of your hosts, Graham Kay, and over there is your other host,
Kirk Smith.
I'm always
Kirk Smith.
You are always, to my knowledge,
as always,
Kirk Smith. Although you could have an alter ego somewhere else, you could be a spy.
When I was a kid, nobody could pronounce Kirk. There's no R sound in Latin America. Did I already tell you this story?
No.
And so there's no R, so you can't pronounce Kirk. So it's either Kar, Ker, Kir, Kurk. So I was like five. And I was just like, just call me Mauricio Lopez. I changed my name. When you're a kid, you don't know anything. You're just like, it's fine. Just call me Mauricio. Yeah, it's fine.
Mauricio.
So by Mauricio.
You also changed your last name?
May as well, because there's no Smith sound. There's no S immediately. It's always E.
What would they say?
E Smith.
How do they pronounce it?
So it'd be Kirk de Smith or Kirk Smith.
Smith.
So I was like, just Lopez is fine.
Kirk Smith.
Kirk. It's spelled Kirk. Yeah, it looks like Kirk, but it's pronounced Kirk. No, it's okay. Mauricio's fine. Just call me Mauricio.
It's not even close.
No, but it sounds so nice.
I like how you want to be Mauricio Lopez.
I was five. It was the 80s. Everybody was doing it.
Mauricio's a great...
Late 70s, early 80s. Yeah,
80s, liar. It was the 60s. Kennedy was in
40s.
Office.
It was the 40s. Oh, that's funny. What if I was 100? It'd be great.
No, you could be a spy. I think about that. Because you look young. You speak like 8 languages.
Could be 21
fluently. You know, you just I could see you be like a Nicaraguan spy, double spy.
Welcome to Spytastic.
Yeah. You're not reporting back to Nicaragua from very interesting things, by the way. You're doing a poor job.
Oh, a spy
you met
for
a,
them?
You met a, yeah, you met a,
okay,
a double spy.
For them. Okay, got
you
it.
Met a Canadian. You started a podcast with him. They're like, well, this is not good information.
You don't understand. He's got this car. I need to tell you about the silver bullet. I think it's a euphemism.
The silver bullet.
That's a silver bullet update.
The silver bullet, everybody.
For those of you who have been following our podcast for a while, that's Graham's car, who has a lot of mechanical difficulties.
Yes. I really hate to say this, but it met its end this past week.
Very serious.
A fiery end. Had a hard life and even harder death.
Live hard, die hard. It's the LA lifestyle.
I could not keep this car on the road for 2 weeks straight. So I finally got it good. I finally got it.
Everything fixed.
Everything fit. It was great. It was running awesome. And all my issues were like down to like my car radio sapping the battery. And I fixed that all. We figured it was like a year of problems fixed. And I loved it. Parked the car at night. Walked around the corner. And my girl, I walk into my house. I get a text from my girlfriend going, hey, can you pick us up from the bar? So I walk back to the car, turn the corner. And I see cops everywhere, a bunch of smashed up cars, a bunch of onlookers. It's Saturday night, so there's a bunch of people like from bars and stuff. Like,
hey, what's going on out here?
Well, it's across the street from like a leather bar, like a gay leather bar. So there's all these like jacked gay dudes being like, oh my goodness.
Who could all murder both of us?
Yeah. Just really ripped guys in tank tops.
Well, that's because all they do is work out all day. Yeah. They should be jacked.
Yeah,
it's LA.
But they're like, you know, very concerned and sensitive and nice. And like, what happened? Oh, my God. Please, can you lift my car for me, sir?
Could you two lift from that side? Yeah. Could you go pick up my tire off the street?
And anyway, there's a bunch of cops. So I walk up. And I see a bunch of red, it's dark. I see a bunch of red cars, a bunch of red flashing lights. And then one guy goes, oh my God. And he goes, is this your car? And I go, yeah. And he goes, I'm coming into it from the right, from the passenger side.
It looks fine.
It looks fine. And he goes, I think you might be okay. And I go, phew. And then he goes, unless that's your wheel. And then he points to a wheel like really far away with like a big suspension thing sticking out of it. And then I look over the other side and like my bumper's gone and the whole front end is like ripped off. And I'm like, yeah, that's my wheel. No good. So a drunk driver just, I guess, passed out going a pretty good clip. My tire must have been turned in a bit because I was on a bit of a incline. and he caught my tire, ripped it off, smashed, totaled the car next to me, totaled my car, and totaled the third car, and then crumpled up a fourth car.
Was anybody everybody okay?
Everyone was fine.
Great.
The only death was a silver bullet and a Chrysler car of some sort. Chrysler. I think a Chrysler 300.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's kind of fancy. I'm guessing he's going to lose his license.
Yes.
And he owes a lot of money.
Well, we have the same insurance company, so.
So it's a wash.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. So I don't know if Geico is going to argue with themselves to give me more money. I don't understand that.
I doubt that. They'll be like, your car is worth $200. Here you go.
Everyone's like, it'll be fine. Everyone's like, great. So it'll be easy. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. It seems like a conflict of interest to me. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. I have a rental. Got a Jetta.
Ooh, are you bragging?
Yeah, man. I'd be bragging.
It's a little upgrade for the Silver Bullet.
I'd be bragging. It's ten, also silver.
It's 10-year newer Silver Bullet.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's 14 years newer.
Oh, man.
No, 13. But yeah, it is...
You know, that brings us to our pay-on thing that we had where you could sponsor the podcast for $1,000 an episode, and after which we would give you Graham's car. We can no
Patreon.
Longer do that. Patreon.
Patreon, yes. We can't give you his car anymore. $1, you could sponsor us $1 per episode. Really, honestly, would help us. Patreon.com/autastic. Patreon.com/autastic.
It was a name. I can't pronounce it.
You're terrible. If you're a regular listener, then you know this guy cannot read names and pronounce them.
I can pronounce Mauricio.
Yeah, Lopez. But anyway, you can $1 per episode. Really would help us. Less than a cup of coffee a week. And then also, you could do $5 per episode. And if you did $5, I was going to pick you up at LAX in the Silver Bullet. And that we can't do that anymore. But I'll still pick you up in my new car. I'll pick you up in the rental, you know, and we'll see. We'll see what kind of car I get.
No smoking in the rental, but that's going to be nice.
No, but if you're a smoker in the new car, you can smoke. I don't smoke, but we have windows. We can roll them down, no problem. And sometimes my girlfriend smokes in the car. And we could, and if there's the $1,000, if you've signed up for that's the third option, the $1,000 per episode, which funnily enough, we haven't had anyone sign up
yet. That's really weird.
For the $1,000 per episode. I don't really understand that. Yeah. I guess people don't really like this podcast, but, it is the thing was, I would give it to you. I would just give you my car.
Give you the car.
If you did $1,000 an episode. And I can't do that anymore. I can give you the Volkswagen logo that fell off, that got popped off the front.
Did you keep the tire?
No, but I kept the VW. The VW got logo. Popped off and like flew down the street.
Going to wear like a gold chain, like a 1980s rapper. Yeah, I love it.
Not even a good.
not even a Mercedes, VW.
Sensible.
Is that a silver chain? No, it's just stainless steel. Stainless steel emblem and stainless steel chain. I'm very sensible.
I'm thinking of buying one of those old boxy Volvos.
Boxy, ooh, the 80s version?
Like a 90, like a 1990, 90, yeah. 92. Because those never break down.
You really go for look, don't you?
I love that look.
That's a 25-year-old piece of machinery, though, is the problem. What? We can talk off the air, but I think that's a mistake.
Well, we'll see. I like things that look good. I would rather. I don't know.
Look good on the side of the road, broken down, hitchhiking. I get it, man.
I would honestly rather that. I don't know why. I know why. Yeah.
Yeah. You're perfect for LA. It's perfect.
Okay. Maybe. My neighbor has this old Mercedes that it's so beautiful, and he's like, maybe one day I'll sell it. And I was like, he said he'd work on it for free, just buy him whiskey and stuff. And I was like, that's perfect, because I can't afford to fix it, but I can afford to buy it.
Is this the guy with the skulls in his front yard?
Yeah,
best sign of him.
He's a neighborhood kook, and he basically makes the rent in our area about I would say $50 to $100 cheaper per month for everybody.
He's the anti-gentrifier.
Yeah, he's awesome though. He's such a nice guy. But anyway, yeah, he works on all the neighborhood cars. He just hangs out, works on cars.
That's the week in review, I think. That's the week in review.
Yeah,
that's it. That's
Yeah, I took a rental car here. I have no more Silver Bullet. It's dead. So,
Graham lost his car. My son's doing good. Nothing big to report. I had a big week last week. How's Peter doing? Good.
Peter's doing very well.
Good.
He goes in and out of like wanting to do a dating website. Also, if you guys could help us, help me, maybe you could help me. Could you write in and let us know if you have tried the dating websites and how, if they're any good or anything like that?
Specifically the autism one?
Well, there are there's one called Bridge or something like that. There's two of them that come up when you Google, and they both have different subsections that you can choose. Mm-hmm. You can do autism, and under autism, they also have subsections there, like you can go Asperger's, whatever.
Yeah.
So,
that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Write us if you have personal experience or somebody in your family has tried it and what your experience has been like and things to look out for. That's
great. And we won't read your name or anything like that, but we could also maybe share with the listeners what your experience was.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I'm really curious. I think it'd be good for my brother, even if he gets a pen pal. But from the last discussion, like, we stoked the fires, then left it go too long, and now he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Okay.
So I got to build him back up. But he does. I think it'd be good for him socially and everything like that.
Yeah.
My parents are back from vacations because they wanted to be there to monitor if he goes on a date. Obviously, their nightmare is that he gets somebody pregnant.
Yeah.
Or who knows what happens? You know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know the right conduct and he gets charged or I don't know. He's not an aggressive guy. He's a nice guy, but who knows? You know. So
fear of the unknown.
Fear of the unknown. But I think it's worthwhile to press forward for him. And I think it would make him happy. And if at the very least, it would shake up his life a bit, which I think is good for
the
human brain to have. I mean, he loves monotony, as many people with autism, they love like the routine. Mm-hmm. He loves his routine. I was like, well, do you think you'll ever come to LA to visit? He's like, no, I got my jobs.
See, but the thing about routine is sometimes it's harder to enrich your life if you don't take any chance.
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah, I agree with you.
So he needs his family to sort of
life a little bit,
poke and prod him and keep working at him. I mean, you can't just get Peter to just do something. You have to work at it for a few weeks to change his mind, you know? And then he'll be like, well, okay, I'll try it. But as long as I don't have to go out with anybody that I don't want to go out with, or I don't want them to be too annoying. He's really concerned that they're going to be too annoying. And he's right. It's very, very hard to find someone on the spectrum that is on his or close to his.
Well, then it's a good fit because I'm sure everybody's annoying to somebody, like autistic or not. I'm sure I drive people bananas. So it's like you need to find somebody. Yes. Save it for after the podcast, Graham.
Okay.
But you need to find somebody who, you know.
You don't really.
Who you compliment. You know what I mean? Seriously. Like you compliment. We were talking about this before the podcast. Relationships where you can put up with their BS and it doesn't bother you.
They can put up with your BS.
Yeah.
I
do think as you get older, who was I watching? I was watching, Deborah Giovanni has a special out, one of your Canadian friends on Netflix. She talks about she's in her 40s and your list of criteria gets lower and lower. As a woman, she talks about, I think it's true as a man, do you get less and less picky?
Very, very funny comedian, Deborah D. Giovanni.
Yes.
Deborah D. Giovanni, check her out. Extremely funny. She's the best.
It is mature rated, the special.
But it's
on
not
Netflix.
Dirty. It's not, he's not
the last 10 minutes are. So just, I'm just kidding. Don't watch it with your kids. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, it's a stand-up comedy special. Yeah. I mean, but you know what? You can watch some with your kids, though. That's for sure.
Yeah, you can watch. You can watch Brian Regan.
Brian Regan is great for everybody.
There's a lot of guys you can watch.
Brian Regan is fantastic.
You can watch the first 30 minutes of hers. The last 10, I'd never heard of those jokes. I was like, oh wow, she's got some club material.
Yeah. She's an adult.
Yeah, a lot of comics have material that they pull out on a late Saturday night drunk show where you have to get people's attention. And so, yeah, she's got some of those jokes.
Yeah, but they're real to her life. Yeah, she's in her early
40s.
Her.
She's a great comic. And I thought it was a very insightful thing about as you get older, being more willing to adapt and accept people where they're at.
/ settle. Yeah. Anyway, that's
our week in review.
That's the extra long week in the review with a silver bullet. The final silver bullet update.
I'm kind of sad. I got to be honest.
Yeah, me too. I am sad. I missed that car already.
I remember the time we first looked at it and I told you, don't buy it.
You said it will be fine. You said it will be fine.
I'm just playing with you, Graham. I'm just playing with you. No, I think you did fine. You're going to get your money out of it. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do a... Next segment?
Let's do the next segment. Let's do in the news. I'm really excited for this. This is one of the best articles we have read in a long time. Kirk found it. Very, very interesting. Now, this was in the Times, New York Times?
Yeah, this is the Times in the op-ed section. Mm-hmm. And the title is
written by a person with autism.
John Elder Robinson, yeah. And he
or an autistic or an autistic person.
That an experimental autism treatment cost me my marriage. And it's about a 10-page article. I'm not kidding. And it's not 10, but it's quite a lengthy article. It's also been covered in the Daily Times, the Daily Mail, excuse me, in the UK the last few days. And basically, the article is about this investigators at Harvard Medical School are studying this new thing, TMS, which is transcranial magnetic stimulation. And it's a procedure that applies magnetic pulses to stimulate the brain. And they've tried it basically on severely depressed people and people with different conditions, but I guess it's still in the experimental phase.
Sorry, if you go to the Wikipedia page and look it up,
TMS,
it looks like something like a sci-fi thing. It looks like Star Trek when they just wave something over your head and you're
the picture's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's just like this thing. It's not invasive. It just hovers over. It just coils that hover over your head and I guess shoot electrodes in there. We're not scientists.
The particle beams.
It fixes a host of problems. I guess one of the main uses is for treat migraines. And then someone came up with the idea that maybe this could help stimulate people who have autism and maybe sort of reroute the parts of the brain that were blocking emotional receptors. And apparently it worked for this guy.
For this guy, it did. It worked too well. It was like basically...
He did it for a while in 2008.
His first session was 2008, yeah. And at first he felt like nothing was happening, but then his dreams got more vivid, the emotions... I think one of the biggest things, I try to sum up 5 pages, is before he felt closed off to other people's emotions, and then after these treatments, emotions came at me from all directions so fast I didn't have a moment to process them.
He was 50 when he started.
Yeah.
He was happily married. They had a balance. Him and his wife had a balance. She was not on the spectrum. He was, but I gather he's very, clearly by his article, he's very high functioning.
Yeah.
And...
I think one of the interesting things was she's severely depressed.
Yes.
And so she's quiet and alone, but it doesn't make him depressed. He doesn't feed off her emotions because he can't read her emotions. So yes. She can be depressed by herself and not bum him out or not drag him down.
You can't drag him down. And also, he doesn't drag her down.
Right.
And probably evens her out a bit because she's probably so emotional.
Right.
And he kind of brings her back to zero.
He's just like an even keel. Yeah. Like, all right, well, that's... I'm guessing, you know, we're reading this a little bit like... She's depressed. She's crying.
Do you think Spock was autistic?
I've always jokingly said that, yeah.
Not logical.
It seems like it, right? It's just no emotions at all.
A planet of really just smart autistic people, high-functioning autistic people. Yeah. I think so. I think that's very funny.
I think it's your next sketch. But I was going to say that I could see her like crying or something. He'd be like, well, that's terrible. Okay, well, I'm going to go to work now.
And yeah.
He just like gets on.
Probably
day.
Not that bad, but like he probably has, like, you know, you learn what makes her feel better. He probably would like pat her on the back and be like,
yeah, if he gives her a hug and like, he's like, no, I imagine it not like from a distance. He's just waving at her. But like,
okay.
See you later. I imagine like gives her a hug, looks in the face. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But he doesn't start crying himself. And he isn't like, just like, okay, wow, that's terrible. Awkward silence. And he probably has a system. Okay, count out 10 seconds. Okay, well, I need to go to work now. I'll see you when I get back in 5 hours.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, to me, that's a form of empathy if you learn how to, if you learn these tricks, that's what makes...
Yeah, what the other person needs.
Yeah, maybe you're not actually feeling it, but you learn that that's what you should do. That's still a nice thing to do, I think.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I don't think... The other person's motivation.
Yeah.
If you're broken down the side of the road and somebody stops to help you, mm-hmm. and they actually help you and they don't try to take advantage of you, and they then their motivation, I don't want to say it's irrelevant, but yeah. like you're just thankful for the help.
Totally.
You're not like, I wonder if he's coming at that from a good place in his heart.
Yeah, totally. So they, long story short, they had a good balance, and he was 50, so they were married a while, I assume.
And then he used her, not used her, he relied on her to help him read other people's emotions and for her to fill in his context and explain what's happening and why that person's upset or okay, whatever, yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're 50. I mean, it's hard to learn how to play basketball when you're 50. And then all of a sudden, he's got to learn how to deal with emotions.
Yeah, it's a
he got this done not just anywhere. He got it at like MIT or something.
Harvard.
Oh,
right?
Harvard. Right.
Right.
He got it at Harvard at their hospital or their research hospital.
Beth Israel Medical Center, teaching hospital from Harvard Medical. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So this is, it's not like he just went to some quack.
No.
Like he got the real deal and it worked. Sort of.
Well, it worked. It just helped him read emotions. That's what he wanted to do.
That's what he wanted to do.
And it worked.
Yeah. He was saying, he's a really good writer. You guys should read this article.
Yeah, I mean, it's very good.
We're just, you know, talking about it, but.
You could read it, but that would be a different podcast.
No, that would make no sense. Basically, we're just, our podcast is just books on articles. Tapes about autistic articles.
For blind people who can't read, who are interested
just
in articles
two guys
about
with
autism.
ADD.
I read the articles. You jump in for the names. This man's named, and you jump in there. That's Beth Smith. Beth Smith, right. I should have known that.
Very annoying podcast that virtually no one likes. So, but I listen to it.
Here's the paragraph that kills me. Okay, right? So I came to TMS, that's the
procedure.
Yeah, the procedure. My newfound ability, I imagined myself joyfully shedding a cloak of disability. I thought she'd be happy. He's talking about his wife. He thought she'd be happy, but instead she said, matter-of-factly, you won't need me anymore. I was like, holy crap, that's heavy.
Yeah.
And he said, my heart hurt and I felt unspeakably sad.
Yeah.
Heavy stuff, man.
That's heavy stuff. Yeah. I mean, that hurts to hear from anybody.
There's something about...
Especially if it's the first time you're feeling it. My heart hurt. That's really? New.
What is that pain? I feel like I'm dying.
Jeez, you were the Wolverine of emotions, and now you're susceptible to pain. You know, and it's sort of one of those things. It's like you kind of. He says he's like I. It did work, and it helped me with my business, but it was really hard. And he
has a mixed bag. He said it took him 5 years to get his life back.
Really, ruined his life for 5 years. And it was really, he was sad. You know, it's like all these things, you know, Pandora's box was open.
Yeah. You don't just feel the happy emotions, you feel the sad emotions too.
I mean, autistic people with autism, they get sad too. But
I'm just saying, if you're able to express and read other people's emotions, well, there's good emotions, there's bad emotions. So you get to experience all of it.
Yeah.
You don't pick and choose. Yeah, I just want to experience the good emotions, not the happy emotions.
Right. Yeah, totally. But you learn, especially through your teenage years, how to deal with all that crap.
Hopefully, you know, yeah. Some people still
hopefully.
Deal with
it. Most of us, by the time we're 25, have learned how to armor ourselves against those feelings and put them in the right place and put them in context and know that we're going to get better and stuff. And he basically emotionally had to go through, in my mind, what a 13 to 17-year-old, 18-year-old going through. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a nightmare.
It's like an adolescence, but you're a fully grown man with a kid.
With a kid and responsibility and a business and a wife who's got to watch you go through this. And this poor woman had to watch her husband change, the man she fell in love with. This Star Trek thing changed his brain. And then he came back the next day. Like,
the thing does look like science fiction. Yeah, it's like a freaking paddle over his head.
The picture of the woman.
So bad.
The
Daily Mail has a picture if you're looking for this, people. And it's just a woman who looks like she's staring off into space. Yeah. And she's got a pillow on the front of her head. I don't know how else to describe it. Oh, anyway. It looks so fake. But we looked it up. It's real.
But this is the kind of thing that you were saying off air. Anyway, before I jump to that, it's really interesting. It worked for him. Obviously, this only certain people on a certain level of the spectrum it would work for. It did work for him, and it changed his life. I don't know. He never really concluded that it was for the better. He said he learned to deal with it, and now he's happy again, basically, is how it concluded.
Well, basically, it made me think of
it's like, what's better?
Right.
I don't know what's better, really. Just because I can feel certain things doesn't mean that it's better. My life is better, well, or I'm happier.
Here's the last paragraph. I've made new friends, built a stronger business, and there's something else. I've learned that the grass is not always greener when it comes to emotional vision. For much of my life, I'd imagined I was handicapped by emotional blindness. When that changed, seeing into other people was overwhelming. Becoming quote-unquote typical proved to be the thing that was truly crippling for me. Now I realize that my differences made me who I am, success and failure alike. I call that hard-won wisdom. Yeah, I don't know if he's happy he did it.
Yeah.
That's a really weird idea. Yeah, he did it, it worked, and he's not happy he did it. Wow.
So this is a procedure that would you... It looks like things are happening that we could cure some forms of autism. Now, is this something that you're worried about in the future with having kids again or something? Like, I'm worried about it.
Well, there's like a huge... Here's the thing. I know we're going to get letters about this, but there's... Because I know a lot of people feel like we shouldn't try to look for a cure for autism, and I get that. But there's a huge spectrum, right? So people that are on the spectrum where they're not able to take care of themselves at all,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'd like there to be... I don't know if cure is the right word, but I'd like there to be the ability for my son to take care of himself, if that means... You know, he has to go through certain therapies or whatever in order to be able to take care of himself and provide for himself. Yeah, I'd be very interested in that for him, where he's self-sufficient and a taxpayer and a contributor. You know, and he gets to a contribution. I think that gives you a sense of fulfillment and goodness to be able to contribute to society versus just... It makes you feel like you found your place in the world, whatever place that is. Whether, listen, you don't think picking up garbage is important? I mean, in South America, we always have these garbage strikes. Let garbage accumulate for a few weeks. And then see your opinion about garbage men. You know, like everybody contributes to society. Like, these are important jobs, whether they're deemed
garbage
important or they're... What's that?
Garbage men make a lot of money.
Yeah, but like just blue-collar jobs. Mm-hmm. I'd love for my son to have some sort of blue-collar job where he makes a contribution to society at some level. So, and if that meant he needed to... if there was a therapy available that would allow him to go from not being able to tie his shoes and not really being able to bathe himself to being able to do those things... Let's do that for my son. Now, I understand some people, like this gentleman, he's totally not on board with it. I get that. I totally get that. I get that. You like who you are. You don't want to change. I get that. In fact, I think we'll have readers or listeners who will listen to this and go, I don't think I want to try it based on that. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you can cognitively make that determination, great. But if you're on the severe end and you need a little boost, I think that's part of the problem. It's such a wide spectrum and everybody has their opinion about their experience, which is very valid. Mm. But unrelated to the other person's experience. Your brother's experience isn't the same as my son's experience.
No, absolutely not. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, and it sounds like this guy's experience isn't the same as your brother's experience.
No, he's more high functioning than my brother, for sure.
But as a consultant, an author.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
But so like this sort of brings us to our topic du jour. At the end of the day, he's not sure if he wanted, if he's happy he did it. He's probably okay with it. It sounds like he's okay with
it. He's made peace with it, for sure.
He's made peace with it.
He found another woman. He's
found another woman. And the story ended up being happy. But is somebody who is autistic, do they have as happy a life as somebody who doesn't? I mean, that's a very broad question, obviously. But it's something I've always thought about my brother. I've always thought, am I happier than Peter? Is he happier than me? Does it really matter if he's as happy as me, if he's autistic or not? What's the point of life? What's the meaning of life?
I don't think the meaning of life is happiness. I'll tell you that. I don't think it is.
No?
No, I don't think so. Just to be happy.
What is it?
I don't know. I think it's to make connections and to find meaning and joy in the small things. I mean, joy is different than happiness, I would argue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Joy is something in the inside that you can control. You can only control your attitude and your effort. And the rest of the stuff, you know this, you live out here, it's out of your control. You go out to your auditions, you put in the good effort. You've had a good week. We'll save it for next week's week in review. But you had a good week, but you've been putting that effort out for a year. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean you just got good, quote unquote, at what you do, because you book something.
Mm-hmm.
So... I think it's a mistake to judge success by happiness. If the person's found contentment and joy and makes a contribution and isn't being, bullied or taken advantage of or all these things, and they're happy with their contribution to society and society benefits from it, then I think it's great. And I think it's a win.
Well, I guess that's what I mean. That's what I mean by happiness. Under that umbrella, all those words. Joy, you know.
I guess sometimes meaning, people meaning choose happiness like...
My brother feels like he has a meaningful life. And he has as much happiness as anybody else. He has bad days. He goes through bad spells. That's normal. That's very normal. Of course, we worry about it more when he goes through it. Because he seems a little more helpless or... not as equipped to deal with it.
Not as many tools to handle it. Yeah.
Yeah, but really, if I break it down, I'm like, we're not any happier or sadder or worse off or well off.
I guess it's a relative experience.
So it doesn't really matter that he's autistic at all.
In that sense, no.
I don't feel sorry for him.
No.
You know?
We always joke that my son has a great life. He doesn't worry about rent. He doesn't worry about anything. He doesn't worry about working. He doesn't worry about where the berries come.
That picture of him on his like
butt getting a massage on his legs.
He's like on his laptop, and there's a lady massaging his legs. And he's just like chilling.
I'm posting that this week.
That guy looks like a prince. That guy's doing okay. You know,
who's doing better? Rubbing the feet, or the guy?
The lady rubbing the feet with the mortgage, or the guy on the iPad?
I mean, feeling his feet rubbed. Yeah,
he's still a human. Like he feels.
I guess what I was saying about happiness is, I think chasing happiness is a recipe for being miserable.
Well, that's why you go down Hollywood Boulevard and there's all the sad people broken by trying to be famous
because they're chasing it relentlessly. Yeah, they chase it through drugs or chase it through excess of everything. Yeah. So yeah. That's the part that's a mistake. But yeah, I don't feel like...
That's another thing my brother doesn't get caught up in is that that crap. What's cool and chasing all that.
He just knows what he likes.
Yeah, I like Star Wars. You don't like it? I don't care.
Yeah.
Not for you, you know? And it's completely free from all that.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. He's completely free of all that ostentatiousness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He doesn't have to worry about trying to wear whatever, do whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, so this guy's quality of life is the same. After being shook free,
you know what makes me think
shook
of
loose?
Is like too much is given, much is required. So people in general want more success and power and money, but then when you're given more stuff, more is required of you by society and intellectually. We expect more. Hey, listen, if you're my son, society doesn't have high expectations for my son, and so he has a lot less pressure than if you're. I don't know, if you're the president of the United States, you've given a lot of power, or a lot's required of you. Mm. If you cry on national television, people make fun of you for crying over something sad. Mm. It's so much...
The president?
Yeah, he cried over that shooting and people really gave him a hard time, which was I think he's allowed to cry over something sad if he wants to. Yeah. What I'm getting at is a lot's required of him. He can't make anybody happy. No matter what he does, somebody's going to be upset at him. Versus if you have less... You've given less. Less is required of you. So I think it's
the left's upset at him. Right's upset at him. He's like, guys. okay. Well, I think that's a good. We covered a lot.
We did a lot today.
We could, silver bullets dead. What's the meaning of life? We did it all. car advice and the meaning of life.
Welcome to our new podcast, Lifetastic.
All in 30 minutes. Everybody.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. And thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts for sharing and telling your friends. We're still growing and we can't believe it. And we are completely taken aback and appreciate it. And we're excited. Please go to patreon.com/autastic. Patreon.com/autastic. And please donate. Give us a buck. It really does help us keep this going. Takes us a lot of time to do this. And, we are professionals, believe it or not. So
we're not just sitting here in underwear making eye contact, talking about the meaning of life.
It takes time to do this that we could be making actual money. So this does really help us. Plus, this does have overhead. But I'm done begging. I'm done my NPR begging. we really appreciate it. And go to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/autastic, autasticpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach us. Let us know, please, about the dating. You can do that via...
emails be the best,
email or Facebook. Email be the best. You can also tweet at us at Kirk Smith Comedy and at Graham K Comedy. Like and share on iTunes, please, very much. Is that it? Did I do it all?
Have a great week, guys.
The spiel? I got it all, dude.
I was just listening and nodding.
Thanks, man.
Like, you're doing good.
I appreciate it. I'm getting good at this, right?
Yeah, you got this.
You had a great episode, too.
Yeah, it's a little raw.
You're too hard on yourself. All right, thanks, everybody. Love you. Bye.
Bye.